Clay Patton on the Rural Radio Network, joined with Jerry Stoll of Country Futures, Frankfort, Kansas. Jerry, Cattle on Feed report is out. What did the report have to say?
Well, we got the numbers today, and total numbers on feed came in record large at 105% of a year ago, but that was about 1% below trade expectations of 106.3. Placement number, everybody's watching. When we did have one less placement as well as marketing day as compared to a year ago, but placements come in at 95% of a year ago compared to expectations of 100.3. So I think a lot of people are going to be calling it bullish placements, but in reality, those placements were near equal to a year ago with that one less day. Marketing number come in at 96.5. That was right in line with trade guesses of 96. And once again, one less marketing day. Those marketing numbers were actually 100% of a year ago. Weight breakdown, we always like to look at less than 600 pounds were 104% of a year ago. 6 to 699, 97%. 7 to 800, 87%. And 8 to 900 pound cattle placed, 90%. So there's definitely a pattern of placing less heavier cattle here as these cattle have moved earlier here for months due to drought conditions. But all in all here, I guess you're going to call, I mean, the report's going to be called neutral or friendly according to trade expectations, and we'll just have to go from here. Monday, a lot of premiums are already built into some of these numbers where you might consider it friendly, like February. When you look at this placement number, you might say, well, this is friendly February, but February cattle finished at 121.15 today as compared to 111K. So it'll be an interesting reaction, but those are the numbers that were released today.
Again, we've been talking with Jerry Stoll, Country Futures, Frankfort, Kansas. If you'd like more information, visit their website, countryfutures.com. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.